Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason, and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin, and I'm Babe.
You are indeed, and look at you in this get-up here. You got, like, I don't know, something special is going on here. I'm seeing red lips. I'm seeing blue jackets.
Yeah, I've never worn this jacket before. It's blue satin, for those of you who are just listening, with a rhinestone belt. And I got it for free. It was gifted to me. And I didn't have any blue eyeshadow for Hedwig, you know, my Hedwig.
Oh, your inspiration. Ensemble?
Yeah. So I figured I'd wear a blue jacket instead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, how come you don't have blue eyeshadow?
You know, that's kind of a sad little story. I always have had blue eyeshadow, and I've always had, like, green and sparkles and, you know, all kinds of frivolous sorts of eyeshadows. And it seems that I don't have any now.
And you used it all up?
I think it's because I've stopped partying.
Oh, man.
I've stopped needing blue eyeshadow.
Yeah. I mean, we talked all about the party years in that famous episode of ours. Do you like to party?
Yeah, we did.
From season one.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, dude. I know. That was...
So everybody knows about that action. But yeah, I guess you've slowed things down in recent years, huh?
What a sad little story.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Babe is acting her age.
Ugh.
Ugh. Gross.
Wow.
You know, and like I heard that the Star Children like to say something about that. And that thing that they like to say is YOLO. You only live once.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe I need to get some more blue eyeshadow. And perhaps, you know, for YOLO, I should go out and do more karaoke. Right?
Yeah, I could use a new Babe rendition of, like, Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I got something that, like that, you know? On deck. Anytime.
Yeah. Anytime. You're ready to
I can pull
just
that
get
out.
On the mic yep. and pull that one out, huh?
That's a little party trick that only a select few have gotten to experience. But I have a lot of intentions, and one of them is to do more of that sort of thing.
I think it's very important to, like, set your intentions, you know?
Oh, I've set my intentions to stun.
I set my intentions.
Yes.
And I set them to stun.
To stun. Yeah, like in Star Wars. Yeah.
Well, you did it.
Hey!
You stunned them. Everybody's stunned.
Are you stunned? I know. Yeah. This jacket is stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is stunning. Yeah, so, I mean, apparently you only live once.
That's what they say, unless you believe in reincarnation.
Well, we don't really know, right?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, do you believe in reincarnation?
I feel like I've died several times. Most of them inside.
Yeah.
A few of them outside.
Yep.
But I've always loved the out of doors.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Pinterest board that's called In My Next Life. So I guess that means I must believe in reincarnation. But I think I believe in it when you're still alive.
Yeah.
Not so much when you're dead.
Yeah. It's like the seasons change and mad things rearrange, you know?
That's true.
And yeah. I mean, the only... constant, from what I understand, is change.
That is so true.
I think there are probably other ones too.
There's also the constant of life and death. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's that constant craving.
Oh, what a terrible song. So, Babe, let me ask you this. Are you going to participate in the YOLO economy?
Anything YOLO, I'm like... Right there, man.
You're ready?
I'm ready to rock.
Okay, good.
You know, because I like, even though I happen to believe that we've all lived many different lives, you know, at the same time and stuff like that, like, Yeah, I guess you only live once, and so what does that even mean? What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to, like, go balls out, man, and do all the shit that you want to do, and take risks, and, you know, make bold moves, and, like, drink a Slurpee while you hang upside down from a bungee cord or something, you know?
Oh, my God. That sounds like a recipe for a brain freeze.
Yeah.
I'm much too conservative for this type of
action. Is that right?
Yeah, because I just like to keep it the same.
No, you don't, you liar. As much
Steady
as you,
Eddie.
As much as you think that you do, you are like the wildest wild animal of all time.
What makes you say that?
Oh, well, if I mean, you've gone...
For instance.
You've gone bungee jumping. Okay, like mm-hmm. when you were like a kid and it was still like a new thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you like to like climb up and down cliffs and, you know, you like to...
Trees.
Get out in the freezing cold ocean and, you know, dive for abalone or whatever. Things like that.
Yeah. Now, do you think in my case that it all stems from brain trauma of some kind?
You keep coming back to that one. No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I can't remember, like, what the actual studies say or whatever, but, like, what the fuck is that noise? Dude, are the choppers coming?
It's a car.
Why is it so loud? Why am I in this hotel room in fucking Saigon?
Wow.
Watching the choppers come in. You know, freaking
maybe
out.
You do have like a traumatic brain injury. If you think all of that's
what makes me so goddamn hilarious is that TBI.
Yeah.
Are you hearing that?
Yeah, are you so scared?
Yeah, I think an alien landed on our roof.
No, it wasn't that interesting.
Yeah, that was just like a bike or something, I guess.
So why are you asking me about traumatic?
Why are you asking me about tremendous brain injuries? This brain injury, let me tell you, it's tremendous. This brain injury I have.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's tremendous.
It's tremendous.
I guarantee it.
Everybody's going to want one. Okay, sorry. Had a Trump.
I guarantee you that Mexico is going to pay for this tremendous brain injury.
I had a Trump Tourette's.
Trump Rats?
Yeah. So let me rephrase that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so,
counselor.
Thanks. So why are you asking me if I think that you have a traumatic brain injury based on the fact that you're wild?
Well, because, like, you know, people who... I don't know. I didn't read the study, but I, you know, read a story about the study or whatever. Like, you know, they studied people who are like risk takers, who like ride motorcycles and shit and go bungee jumping. Basically, like all the things that I've ever done.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, like when you have traumatic brain injury, when you get your head hit and stuff like that or whatever, then like that makes you take more risks. And part of that risk-taking behavior is, like, riding motorcycle, doing all this stuff,
okay.
Like, playing soccer, going up for headers, like, kind of being, you know, reckless in a way with, like, your cranium.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then that, of course, you're engaging in that behavior, so chances are you're going to crash, you're going to hit your head more, whatever. It's like, so you get more of it.
I see.
So do you think if you, like... You know, like cut the top off of my head and like smelled my brain.
Ew.
It would smell like...
Ew. What a like disgusting
fungus
thought.
Or something like
what
that.
What an absolutely disgusting thought. Like, do you think that's what doctors do when they have to do brain surgery? Like,
yeah. They
crack open somebody's head and they're like, here, let me give it a whiff.
Yeah. It smells like almonds.
Oh my God.
Or like walnuts.
You are
those
so
weird. Those do
weird.
Look like brains.
You are weird. I think it just comes naturally, though. Like,
it's my specialty.
Yeah, you know, do I think that's why you're like that? No, I think it's because you have ADHD.
Pew, 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 pew.
But anyway, I kind of like it. You know,
I can focus like a motherfucker on stuff that I don't need to right
now. I know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can go all the way down the rabbit hole on just like any topic that really tickles you. Yeah, I know. I've seen it happen. I don't know. I kind of like it though, because I don't have any desire to ride motorcycles and all this stuff, but I can be impulsive too, but in different ways. And then the ways that I'm impulsive, like, really scares you. It seems
so. Like grain punches and stuff.
You might have never done that to you ever. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that no,
we're
going
to have to roll back the tape on that one.
Yeah. Like I can, you know, go into, you know, like kung fu mode pretty easily.
Yeah. It's a, you got a hair trigger.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it only seems to be triggered like once every 3 years or something, you know, it's like kind of not all the time.
Yeah, it's learned, you know, to have manners. That trigger of yours.
Yeah, but I feel most like of the time. I'm coming up on one. You know, I can kind of feel one coming on.
Feeling triggered.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Anyway, I might participate in the YOLO economy before it's over.
And how does one do that? Does that mean you're just like, I'm going to move to like
Taos
and adorn myself in, you know, pounds and pounds of turquoise and like, you know, beads.
It could be that. It could be that if you're into cultural appropriation. But yes, I mean, like, it could be just like, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to take my savings and I'm going to go move to Tahiti and I'm going to start my own business and I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, so that makes me think of that Dave Grohl documentary that we watched a few days ago, huh?
Yeah. There's something about that really appeals to me.
Yeah. Yo-ho, yo-ho. Mm-hmm. The pirate's life for me.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
There's days where I'm like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just like a pirate light, you know?
Like diet pirate?
Diet. Right. Diet. Yeah. Yeah. Diet pirate.
Okay.
A diet pirate.
Yeah. I'm living that diet pirate life too, you know?
It's your diet cherry Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
Look at you.
I know. I'm living my best life over here.
Yeah. So we are now participating in the YOLO economy right now. We have quit all of our jobs. We rented a van.
Oh, yeah. Taking this show on the road, man. Mm.
That's right. We're going to play on street corners across America.
Boy, doesn't that sound like fun? Eating hot dogs and out of the back of the van. Living on Mountain Dew and Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. I mean, I kind of did that anyway, like by choice, you know, like at a certain point in my life.
You lived on Mountain Dew and Cheez-Its?
Well, it was, you know, Squirt and Snickers bars, but it's all the same difference.
Yeah. Well, so, the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you changed Squirt to Mountain Dew.
I changed water to wine and Coke to Pepsi and all that stuff.
Cats and dogs. Like, what does Bill Murray say in that thing? Like,
cats and dogs living together. Yeah.
So what is this show about? What do we do here?
This show that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What is it about? Yeah. I mean.
It's true love, man.
It's real life. It's real true love. That's what it is. And that encapsulates a lot of stuff.
It's amazing. Just workshopping that.
It's amazing. I like that. It's kind of old timey, but it also reminds me of Aerosmith. It's amazing.
There was a time.
So, like, do you know we made another like discovery this week? I mean, besides the fact that the show is amazing and there's reincarnation.
Lay it on me, man. Remind me.
Okay, so
I must have had so many discoveries that I forgot.
Yeah, there's a lot of findings, you know. finding this week.
Yeah.
So one of them was that I have a secret little art world that goes on in my brain that you are mostly unaware of.
How does that work? You have to refresh my memory here.
Well, I was writing this thing called a why statement. And I ran in my first attempt, you know, at my why. Why do I do what I do? What's my why? You know, it's very Oprah. And I ran it by you, and you seemed to think it was total bullshit. And then I had to explain to you that, you know, I have this other world that I live in that's inside my mind where art and aesthetics and colors and palettes are all very important, you see. But I just don't talk about it because I've realized over the last 40 years that most other people don't really enjoy talking about that.
They don't enjoy talking about your art world that's inside your mind?
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Most people would find it very self-absorbed. So I just kind of keep it on the down low. Mm. But I forgot that I'm spending like, you know, 50% of my day in there. So.
Yeah. So I guess I had some like some criticism of your.
You did, but that's okay.
But that's what you wanted, right? You don't want some fucking glad handing yes man.
No, I don't.
Beta bitch.
No, I don't.
Right.
That's right. I mean, that is why, you know, this relationship works so well, is because I can't stand it when people like blow smoke up my butt, you know, and you don't do that. And so, you know, it's good.
That's a really weird saying.
Blow smoke up my butt.
Blow smoke up your ass or whatever.
Yeah.
Like
that'd be really enjoyable. I don't know. I've never.
It's like pretty visually evocative, but not in a good way. I'm like picturing a butthole, you know, and then the smoke going into it.
It's like an opposite fart.
Why would that happen?
I don't know. Because people are smoking dope on their butt. I don't know.
I think so, man.
That's the first thing that came to mind. I'm sorry. Whew. Anyway, but really though, you'd keep my ego in check. Mm. And I appreciate that about you.
Yeah. Thanks. whatever.
You tell me like it is. And that's what I need.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we're working on version 2.0 of the why.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anywhere with it.
And it's really coming together.
No, it's not. I just looked at it today and didn't do a damn thing. Tomorrow, though, I'll tell you, I'm really going to hit it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to beat the shit out of that why.
I'm going to hit it and quit.
You're going to be like, huh.
Yeah, that's right.
One, two.
I'll be done.
Check that mic.
Done with that. Check and on to the next.
On to the next one.
Yeah. So I'll keep you posted on my why statement. We'll okay. See if it's Jason approved.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Well, I had a why moment.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was when we were watching the Oscars.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I watching this?
Why were you watching it?
I think because you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you think about that Oscars show?
It was super weird. But I liked it in a way. There was some funny stuff that happened, like Glenn Close doing the booty dance or whatever. Oh, that was funny. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. Do you think that was a setup?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. It didn't seem like it.
It didn't seem like it.
But who knows? Yeah. Yeah, it was the weirdest Oscars of all time, I think. But I've watched every year, so I couldn't not watch it this year, especially when it's like so weird.
We watched it last year?
Oh, yeah.
Was it regular?
Yeah, it was right before the pandemic.
Okay, yeah. Right, because it was like later this year.
They kind of tried to wait till they could have it in person. And they sort of did, but it was...
Sort of did, sort of didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I still enjoyed it, though. I'm just a, like a Oscars, I don't know. addict. It's like I can't not watch it. It's silly.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, so I could probably not watch it.
Totally. I know.
I've never been that into it, but then you got me into it. But then I've enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
You know, over the years and stuff. But yeah, totally. this was a strange one.
Well,
it just kept giving me that YOLO feeling, you know, like, why? Why am I watching this in the audience, you know? Why am I not up there on the silver screen? Is that what they call it?
The silver screen is for the movies.
And why do they call it that?
Well, because it had a silvery fabric back in the old days.
Huh.
You know?
Okay.
Look kind of a little reflective.
Huh. And so what's the other screen?
There is no other screen.
So why don't they just call it the screen?
Well, I think they were trying to differentiate it from, like, you might have a projector at home that's, like, on a white sheet. Well, that's not the silver screen.
Silver screen.
You can only get that at the movies, you see.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the movie theaters are open. You guys been going to movies? What have you been seeing?
I haven't. Felt like that was a good idea. I mean, I feel like you could get a disease at the movies before COVID. You know what I mean? So, hey.
Whoa.
Did you like that one-liner? Ba-boom. There's more where that came from. I'm here all night.
Yeah, man. Roasted Cinemark. You can stick that in your fucking pipe and smoke it. Babe just roasted, just lit you up. You motherfuckers.
Hey.
With your sticky-ass floors and your...
Hey.
What?
Okay. Speaking of all your profanity.
Yeah.
I want you to tell everybody what you said the other day. We had to write it down. It was so crazy. Here, it's right here. I want you to share that.
Well, what was it that we watched? We watched like an old 90s sitcom.
Oh.
Of some kind. Mad About You.
Mad About You, which was like my favorite show when I was a kid.
And it was crazy, like grainy.
Yeah, it was like they didn't touch it, came right out of the tape player, nobody cared, and they just put it on Netflix or whatever. Yeah,
it has not been digitally remastered, you know, or whatever. We're watching it on like Hulu or something, and it's so fucking lame. It's like the worst show I've ever seen. It's so fucking boring. Like, not funny. Super boring. Like, and these are like at least Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
Like, he can be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe he is. It was the pilot, whatever, you know? But, like, man. Okay. And so,
you all heard me say this was my favorite show when I was a kid. You see? You see how you keep things in check?
Yeah. And so I was watching it, and it's in standard definition, and it just looks terrible, and it's boring. And I'm like, I wish I was watching Frasier right now, because at least there would be, like, dumb jokes.
Good jokes. Being
like boom, boom, like one after another, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we could laugh at Niles and how he's in love with Daphne, but he can't say it or whatever, you know, like, and all this bullshit. But I was just like,
just say it. Just
these horizontal lines, they're like fucking my eyeballs in the dick.
And this is all because you're not watching in HD.
Yeah.
Talk about first world problems, dude.
once you get off that SD and you go HD, you can't go back to SD.
Let's keep in mind. What are you gonna do? Okay, let's just keep in mind for the people at home that we have a $130 TV. Okay, it's like nothing high def happening on this TV. Anyway,
no, it's high def, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it, like, you can watch things on it, and it doesn't look like there's just, like, pixelated horizontal lines fucking your eyeballs in the dick. It doesn't look like
Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
So, how do you... What was it again? How do you fuck an eyeball in the dick? Like, does your eye have a dick attached to it? Like, what is happening? How does that even come out of your mouth?
Well, I mean, how... Like, that's a question not many scientists have asked. How do there keep being so many eyeballs? These eyeballs have to be procreating. So some eyeballs must have dicks. Some must have like the equivalent of eyeball female genitalia, or else we wouldn't all have eyeballs. Cause like they gotta come from somewhere. The eyeball stork has to fucking deliver them.
That would be weird if we had to replace our eyeballs every so often. Although that would really eliminate the need for glasses.
Yeah, but just throw some fresh ones in there. Like an oil change.
I could use some fresh ones today, you know, because it was very, very pollenish outside and it was windy. So windy.
Pollenish.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that?
It's very pollenish.
There was
Polynesian?
No.
No. Pollenish.
It's a lot of pollen about. That's, I was like, pollenish.
Polish? No. Pollenish. A Polish sausage? No. Pollenish.
Hey, you know what? You can add ish to any word and it explains so many things and it doesn't take any time at all. Like, I'll be there at 4-ish instead of, well, I might be there at 4, but I might be running late. So maybe I'll be there at 4:15. No, just I'll be there at 4-ish.
Yeah, man. As far as I'm concerned, like, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
That is so not true.
You know what I'm saying?
You are always like at least 5 minutes late.
Am I chronically late?
A little bit. A little bit.
That's weird. Okay, so what if you're chronically late, but then you have a friend who whenever you do anything with is chronically late? Does that mean that you're double chronically late?
No,
like
it means...
if there was an impartial observer who was like, boom, I'm here at the time these people said they'd be here. They would both be waiting. They'd be like, bah, bah, bah. Oh, okay, 5, 7. Oh, well, they showed up. And then that guy's going, oh, wow, yeah. So where's that other guy? And he doesn't show up there for another 15 minutes.
Then he will perpetually think he's on time.
Yeah.
Because somebody's always later. You know? That must be what's up with you.
Yeah.
I'm born to judge, bud. Yeah. Just FYI. I'm doing it now.
Judging me?
Yeah, for being
not
late.
So silently judging me?
Yeah.
You and Wayne from Letterkenny.
Yeah, me and,
you're born to judge
me. I hate to say it, but me and Wayne have more in common than I like to admit.
You want to what?
He likes to fight. You know, he's got a thing for dogs. He's kind of a judgy asshole and can't keep his mouth shut. I mean, those are things I can relate to.
You drink significantly less than
I do.
Than Wayne.
I'm not that kind of a drinker.
Yeah, but you Thank were goodness. Born to judge. But.
Absolutely. It is clear to me that that was my purpose in this world.
We had another discussion recently about squashes and gourds.
Yes.
What was that? What Do was tell. That all about? Tell me all about that.
I don't even know why we were talking about that. To be honest with you, I don't know what we were talking about. Musical instruments, something.
It's been a long time since we've been in touch. I don't think we ever acknowledged that, right?
You and I?
No, us and us and our adoring fans.
Oh. Well, yeah, we kind of dropped off for a minute. Do you want to explain yourself?
We took a little nap.
Yeah, we had to take a break, you guys.
That's lame.
No, it wasn't. It was, I had languishing disease.
Oh.
And you had depression.
You were languishing?
Yeah. And we had to take a break.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how when you get real
it's like a failure to thrive.
Yeah, like you have a void that extends from your brain all the way down to your toes. And then you're kind of like slowly being like vacuum sucked into it.
And it's not even as fun as the void that John Oliver does This Week Tonight from or whatever.
And not at all. No, it's not even like white. I think it's black.
It's a black. It's a black devil void.
And I, I visit this void once in a while. You know, I'm not like hanging out in there all the time. But this languishing business, this is like the YOLO economy, okay? This is like the new thing. Everybody's languishing. Like, if you don't have serious depression, you don't have serious anxiety, but you're just kind of like got these vague feelings of unease.
Oh, yeah.
It's languishing.
Dealing with those giant eye maggots.
Yep. And
one after another.
I am Unfortunately, I'm here to announce that I officially have languishing.
How are you feeling? Have you come out of the languishing, or do you feel like you're still mid-languish?
I think I'm coming out of it because I, you know, like swept the floor and stuff like that.
Whoa.
I know, right? But
dust bunnies beware.
I feel like it's still just sort of like my shadow, you know, like it's just like over there.
Are dust bunnies like groupies for PCP or something like that?
Like angel dust bunnies. You're so silly.
Bad joke.
Make that into a shirt. That's what we should do. Angel dust bunnies. You know? That'd be cute. And we'll make it on that pink, ugly tie-dye. Ugh.
Oh, did we talk about that?
We did.
Okay.
We've covered it. I'll shut up about it now.
No, I think it's worth repeating. We're putting you on fucking notice, ugly tie-dye, ugly shitty.
So let's get back. So, babe, let's get back to the gourd. You went way off the goddamn track here. Back to the gourd. Please explain.
Well, I was just thinking, I can't remember why I was thinking this, but we were watching something, and I was like, that zucchini, man, that's just like a really supple gourd. And he gave you a couple giggles.
Well, a supple gourd? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. That might not even be true. Like a gourd is sort of like related to a squash, right?
Yeah, except it has a hard exterior, whereas squash is just like a tomato, you know? You just slice right through it.
I mean, is it? Like, aren't there some squashes that give more resistance? Like, would you call an eggplant a squash? Because that fucking stuff has, like, a really thick skin. Right?
I mean, sort of,
It's like the rhinoceros of squashes.
No.
Is that a squash?
I think so. I mean, it grows on a vine like a squash. But, you know...
We gotta get to the bottom of this.
Have you ever cut through a pumpkin?
Yeah.
And do you know how difficult that is?
Yeah.
And have you ever tried to slice through an eggplant and had the same difficulty?
Not the same difficulty, but there's definitely resistance.
Well, a zucchini would have no resistance. Like I said, a zucchini is more like a tomato.
Yeah.
And
thus, it is a very supple gourd.
But when you said that, all I could think of was like a zucchini laying in the garden, like sunning itself, you know, like getting a tan.
Being supple.
Yeah.
Turning into an eggplant.
And then, of course, I was like, that's a really great name for like a dick.
A supple gourd? Team Babe and the Supple Gourds.
Just was like, sorry, that's a band. Really funny name for a penis, right?
I guess.
It'd be something you write in a romance novel.
Mm. Yes.
Like a Fabio.
And she reached down between his legs and squeezed his supple gourd.
Yeah, like exactly. Yep, that was it.
Nailed it.
You nailed it.
I've never even read a romance novel.
You should write them. That was good.
Yeah.
Read a couple.
That Chuck Tingle one, I pounded in the butt by my own butt. Should I?
I still don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. What are you talking about?
It's that that author guy who writes like erotic stories.
Oh,
Chuck Tingle.
But okay.
And
but
like some of them are like dinosaurs, like having sex with.
Okay. See, I have never read any of it and I'm not familiar with this guy and his work. So when you say this to me, like I'm just like, I know you said that, but I don't know why.
Yeah. And then I haven't read it or listened to it or whatever it is, but he has a story called Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
And so how does that go?
I don't know.
Like you visited yourself and back in time and you were like one nanosecond off, so there was two of you or something?
I think it goes back to the whole idea of like an eyeball having genitalia.
You know what?
It's like your butt has own butt and like wiener and whatever.
No, it doesn't. Mine doesn't.
But what if it did?
I guess we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now, would we?
No. Because our butts would be...
too busy.
Too busy.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be very busy. If all that was going on, God.
I feel like my butt has already been way too busy.
Yeah, I do too. So... what was I going to ask you? Something about that. Oh, okay. So I was just going to say this whole thing about dinosaur erotic fiction or whatever you're talking about makes me think of the show we've been watching, which is very strange. The Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting, though.
Shit. Sorry. I thought I spilled.
Did you?
Nope. We're all set.
Oh, good. Anyway, it's been very strange. Oh, damn it. Oh, I hate it when you do that. I gotta find one of those and do that to you. Anyway, do you like it?
I do like it. Yeah, it's been really interesting. That is a weird guy.
Yeah, he's a real weird guy.
But it's been a trip. That's a fitting way to describe it. But yeah, that show is really interesting, and there's some characters, man. This guy, when we started watching it, I didn't even realize that he was kid or whatever, Errol Morris's kid, the documentarian.
Also very strange.
Yeah, very weird. The one we watched last night, he did like a traditional salvia ceremony in Oaxaca, Mexico or whatever, you know.
That was weird.
That was wild.
It was.
But he doesn't always like go to do this stuff. It's like he's more like learning about the history of it or whatever, and then like seeing like whatever,
just how it's done.
Yeah, seeing like the actual like chemists like making these things. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird, but it's informative.
I feel like I'm much better informed.
And you know, I mean, it makes you understand where things like getting pounded in your own butt by your other butt or whatever the fuck you're saying comes from, you know. Like, I understand where these ideas come from. I mean, if there's, like, so much demand for psychedelics, you know, like, people can't sell them fast enough or whatever. People are having a lot of weird thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
People are having a lot of weird thoughts.
Me too, and I don't even do psychedelics, so.
Yeah, so anyway, what is this episode about? What are we talking about today? Do we have a show of the week?
A show of the week.
Or like
this
a
is
song
the show
of the week.
Of the week.
This is the show of the week.
Yeah.
Right now. Your show of shows.
Every week we pick a song now. So we definitely have a song this week.
Oh, and you already alluded to it earlier on in this episode.
I did? You mean because
you mentioned Hedwig.
Yeah.
So what is the song?
Yeah.
And what's it all about?
This is all about Wicked Little Town from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And if you haven't watched it, you must have lived under a rock. It's not too late. You can still watch it. The soundtrack's really good. And this song just seems so fitting. What with the languishing and all.
Yeah, it's weird. Like it hasn't been that long since we watched it. We watched it again recently, the movie, right?
It's been a while.
It's probably been 10 years at least, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like I noticed a bunch of stuff that I didn't notice before about this movie.
Yeah.
And especially when you talk about 10 years, it's like, wait, yeah, I'm going like, I'm having reactions like, wait, is Hedwig like, is this like problematic, man? You know, like what would like actual trans people think about this or whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's it's weird. It's an interesting movie. It's really good. I remember really liking it, kind of unexpectedly.
The first time
I saw it. And like this guy I knew from work, like we were doing like drum circle stuff.
Yeah.
And we were like learning how to play like West African beats and stuff like that with like two or three different parts or whatever. And, he was a weird dude, but he had like gone to the city or something like that and seen
the movie. Okay.
When it came out or whatever, because I don't think it ever played here.
No.
And was like so jazzed about it. He was like, you got to check this out, man. Like the music is so fucking good. Like it's great or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. Hedwig and the Angry Inch. He told me a little bit about the plot and I was like, what the fuck, dude? I don't want to watch this.
But he was so convinced, so convincing about the music. You gave in.
Yeah. When I watched it and I was like,
yep.
My life has been enriched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you really liked it at the time, which seemed, I mean, we're talking 2000, 2001 or whatever, which at that time, I was surprised that you liked it because, you know.
Because I hadn't evolved.
Yeah. You were like kind of in an old fashioned sort of a mindset. But you really liked it. And I was like, weird. Like, there must be hope for you.
But you obviously liked it.
I did. I did really like it.
What did you like about it? Give us your Babe Fader review.
Well, you know, I mean, there's so many little things, I suppose. I mean, there's great fashion, first of all. Like, the stylist did an amazing job with just, like, creating a very glamorous little world and with nothing, which I think is, like, very true of, like, gay culture in general. You know what I mean? Like, so many young people that are in, you know, like, that realm have so little, but they love things that are fancy and like expensive and like glamorous. And so there's always like these little bits of glamour, even if somebody's just like, you know, can't buy their next meal or whatever.
Yeah.
So I loved that they pulled that in there. The way that it looks is really cool. You know, the trashy like backdrops of all the, you know, motels and, you know, diners. The
Sizzlers
and,
or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
and yeah. Hedwig is playing in like some like shitty hotel in like Missouri somewhere.
Yeah, but just like totally dressed to the nines, you know, like kind of giving it all you got. I can relate to that, man. Like, there's definitely something to that, you know.
Yeah.
And then also just I like the story of it, like just kind of going through how the glamour is part of what makes reality bearable and, you know, those sorts of things.
Yeah. And like realizing that, man, Hedwig is like she got like kind of fucked over.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that's a big part of it. Like sugar daddy, like totally.
Yeah.
Like got her to do this thing and then brought her to the U.S., and then, like, took off with a new... young twink.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right?
Right. Yep. And then there's also just, like... I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on in this movie. Like, the whole origin of love thing. I always thought that that was really pretty, you know, deep and sort of profound in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So even though it's very like frivolous and a lot of the stuff's just silly that's in this movie, there's also just moments of like real heartfelt, you know, stuff and drama and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So are we recommending the movie, or is there a particular song from the movie that we like?
Well, I do recommend the movie, but I mean, like, all the songs are good, but we picked this Wicked Little Town.
I wouldn't say all the songs are good.
You wouldn't?
No.
What would you say is bad?
I don't know. Like, there's a couple stinkers in there, like the Sugar Daddy song, and like,
Yeah, okay. One or two isn't very good, but the rest of them are pretty good.
Yeah, if it was just an album, it'd be pretty solid.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I think about it.
Yeah.
but yeah, so this Wicked Little Town song, that's our pick. And it's a ballad. And we don't really do a whole lot of ballads, I don't think, you know?
No, we tend to be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, we do.
You especially. I would say it's pretty, you tend to be pretty aggro.
Oh, just me, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Whereas me, I'm more sloth-like, you know?
Oh, just like, I fucking, see.
Just like grabbing the cider, you know?
Yeah.
Very slowly cracking it open with my six-inch wow. long, you know, sloth talon.
It must be nice to be so chill, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's super nice.
So,
I love chilling.
Why did we pick this song versus any of the other ones that we could have picked?
Well, we picked Wicked Little Town. Did we say that?
Yeah. Excuse you.
Yes, I am belching. Yeah, and Wicked Little Town, I don't know, man. I listened to all of them, and I had... I'm burping again. I had several... I had several... Hedwig song stuck in my head after watching that movie for like a week. So it's a similar, but in a much different way, it's a similar vibe to like if I was to watch, say, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
Like some of those You've songs, got, man, they yeah. just fucking get in there.
Or yeah. whatever. Hair. Oh, man. It is like that. It's very much like those. It's fun. It's fun to sing the words. You know, like, it's just, it's sort of meaningful, but, you know.
Yeah, and it's interesting. There's two versions of it. There's the Hedwig version, then there's the Tommy Gnosis version. Completely different, like, lyrics and stuff, but basically, like, the same song, you know. And they're both good.
Yeah, but this one's really right up my alley.
The Hedwig version.
Yeah. It was between this and Take the Wig Down from the Shelf song.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that one too, you know, because it's sort of like the magics and the makeup kind of a song.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that too because, you know, I've been asked if I'm a drag queen. You know, it's happened. So I get it. I'm like part of this aesthetic, you know.
Yeah, that I don't get that. But
I'm just tall and I wear too much makeup, you know.
Got big feet.
Yeah. I have huge feet, so I have to wear all the drag queen shoes, you know.
What do they call the female equivalent of an Adam's apple? An Eve's?
Well, that's just what we call it. An Eve's kiwi.
Do you have an Eve's kiwi?
I sure do. I mean, you can't talk without one.
But who doesn't?
That's right.
Yeah, man. If you're going to fucking talk, you got to say it loud.
Yeah.
You're a Kiwi and you're proud.
Anyway, I recommend pouring yourself a nice glass of wine and if you drink and listen to the song.
Yeah. Have a seltzer.
It really went well with my languishing, I'll tell you.
You can really connect to the sadness being talked about in this song when you happen to be languishing.
Yeah.
When Junction City ain't the spot.
Yeah, and I know this isn't called Junction City, but it might as well be.
I mean, there's a Junction City like...
I know, right down the road.
60 miles that way.
Yeah. Mm, yeah, it ain't the spot, that's for sure. So, hey... Now that we've identified the song, right? Yeah. I mean, I wish we could sing it. I wish karaoke could be part of this episode, but, you know, they'll get us.
Jimmy Fallon figured it out, right?
He has money, dude. We almost have $5, though. So
YOLO.
Hey.
Quit your job.
I'm going to take that $5. I'm going to buy a crypto.
Yeah, man.
And I'm going to YOLO.
Get some NFTs and YOLO.
Out. So... Speaking of acronyms,
yeah,
it's time for the Team Babe Bolo.
The Team Babe Bolo.
Hey.
Why, it's my favorite part of the show. Especially this week, because this week's Team Babe Bolo harkens back to a place, a time and a place, a vibe, you know, that I really connect with. And that is the Big Island of Hawaii, Hilo, Kula, Shave Ice.
Yes.
Bolo,
yes.
Kula, Shave Ice in Hawaii. And I know somebody who's in Hawaii right now, and I haven't told them.
Oh, you got to tell them. But
they need to go there.
Yes.
They need to go to there.
Yes.
So yeah, if you're in Hawaii, or if you're ever in Hawaii, go get yourself a little shave ice.
Yes.
And I would say a good place to do it is downtown Hilo, right across from the farmer's market.
Yeah. So this is the be on the lookout. Okay.
Bolo.
Yes. And this one, even if you, I mean, you can order anything and it's all delicious. There's no wrong answers here. It's all right answers only. So this, like, we happen to see one of their Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to do some research to find out what the fuck they were talking about.
Well, it was just this.
Because I wasn't smart enough to have this level.
Yeah. We got to like level two, which was macadamia nut ice cream with strawberry stuff over the top. And that was delish.
Yeah, that was level two. And I, at that point, I didn't know there was a level beyond level two.
You would have just kept having fruit and ice like a dummy.
Yeah, fruit and ice. And that's like, okay, that's level one.
That's super delicious, though.
Level zero is like any other shave ice that you've ever had.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it sucks.
Right. It's basically gross.
Even if you like it, you don't even know. It sucks.
Yeah.
So then you go to this place and you get like, you're like, oh, I'm cool. I'll have shave ice with like strawberry and this on it. And then somebody else in your party has the genius idea to get shave ice with this on it and then also get macadamia nut ice cream incorporated in it. That was you.
Well, anytime I see macadamia anything, I'm like, well, okay, we'll put that in there.
Yeah, but we thought that was, oh, fuck.
Yeah, we thought we reached, solved it.
We've reached the highest heights possible.
Yeah.
We were wrong. Because I had to do a little research on what even some of these words mean.
Yeah, okay, read it off. It's good stuff.
Okay, so Kula Shave Ice, downtown Hilo, Hawaii. Manifesting, quote, manifesting sunshine with this one, sour sop and lilikoi, topped with hopia and liliko butter. What?
So what is all
those
that
are words
stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, those are hard to say.
What do those mean? Sour sop is a tropical fruit with an aroma similar to pineapple. The flavor of the fruit has been described as a combination of strawberries and apple with sour citrus flavor notes.
Ooh.
I'm checking soursop on my FODMAP app as we speak in my mind. Contrasting with an underlying thick, creamy texture reminiscent of banana.
Ooh.
And you would think, okay, we're done. We can't get any better than that.
There's more.
But wait. You haven't heard about the lilikoi, which is passion fruit. And that, my friend, is what this particular shave ice is topped with.
Mm.
Passion fruit.
Mm.
And hopia, a traditional coconut milk-based Hawaiian dessert often found at luau's and other local gatherings in Hawaii.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then what's this butter? This passion fruit butter.
I don't know about butter and cream and all these banana fruits. I mean, it all sounds just amazingly delicious.
Yeah. Every time I think about this, see anything about it, anything to do with Hawaii.
Yeah.
Different places, whatever, that are around the tropics.
Yeah.
But primarily here because this is what I'm focused on because it's the only place I'm going. Hoping to go to a lot more different places. I'm like, why? Why did we leave?
The tropics?
Just imagine if we'd just been like, yeah, when we went like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
We're like, what if we just missed the plane? I had my computer.
Yeah, we did fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's my passion fruit butter? I don't have it. Can somebody send me some goddamn passion fruit butter? Yeah, so that's like a lemon curd, but with passion fruit.
Ooh. Don't get mad about it. Just be happy. Just be happy it exists. Okay? Okay?
Bolo!
Yeah. So anyway, you really should get to Hawaii so you can have one of these things.
Get yourself to Hawaii. Whatever it takes, man.
I hear the airplane rates are starting to go through the roof.
Oh, people want to go bad, probably.
Real bad.
Real bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all happening.
Well, you know what I think I'll do?
What's that?
I'm going to continue to be here feeling like I'm a locked up caged animal.
You mean here in this wicked little town?
Yeah, because let me tell you, babe, Junction City ain't the spot.
Yeah, for these flip French curls and perfume magazines, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I have to be trapped in a wicked little town, I guess I'm glad I get to spend this time with you.
Oh, thanks, babe.
I love you, babe.
Love you, too. This episode of the Team Babe podcast was produced by Robin Fader
and Jason Fader
in our home studio in Redding, California,
with original music written and recorded by Jason Fader.
If you love this episode, tell a friend and please consider subscribing on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Like all of them.
Yeah, like, subscribe, and share. Find out more on our website at teambabe.life. And follow us on all social media at Team Babe Podcast.
Thanks for listening. It was good for us.
We hope it was good for you too.